8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has a new incentive for people to get the coronavirus vaccine, a weekly cash drawing. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
If avoiding a deadly disease isn't enough to convince Coloradans to get the COVID-19 vaccine, the state is sweetening the pot. Governor Jared Polis announced drawings of $1 million to be held each week for 5 weeks. He says a similar approach in Ohio boosted vaccinations.
They saw a double-digit percentage increase, particularly prominent among younger Ohioans from the announcement of their lottery.
People who are already vaccinated will be automatically entered into the drawing. The last day to qualify is June 30th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The federal government would have to finally return nearly $30 million to RTD under a bill in Congress. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD received a $155 million federal loan in 2010 for the renovation of Union Station in downtown Denver. RTD paid off the loan 4 years ago, but never got its $28.9 million deposit back. A new bill introduced by Colorado's U.S. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett would compel the federal government to return that money. A companion bill in the House has support from four of Colorado's U.S. representatives as well. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado collected more than $6.5 million in tax revenue during its first year of legalized sports betting. Last month alone, bettors spent more than $244 million in Colorado. Most bets were placed on basketball. And Colorado gas prices have hit their highest level in 6 years. The state average is $3.01 per gallon, and that could go even higher closer to Memorial Day. Glenwood Springs currently has the highest average gas price in the state. It's lowest in Boulder, around $2.94. It's cloudy and breezy across Colorado. The Front Range has the chance for thunderstorms, and fire danger is high today in the west. In Denver, a high near 80 this afternoon, and in the 70s tomorrow. Mountain highs in the 60s. This is CPR News.